know what that is, so we're going to tell whatever...
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. I had a mask on. My son is really sick, and you know how it is. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. We are going to talk about annoying things that co-workers do. And see, I knew it. As soon as I said that, a picture of someone popped up in your mind. Yeah, we all have someone, that one person at our place of employment that annoys us so much. Almost to the point where you're willing to quit and start selling apples on a street corner. They're that annoying. We'll talk about it. And then babies. Oh, they're so cute. But they are so, so expensive. How to prepare for having a child, not just emotionally, but financially, because that's right. Get that wallet out, and you won't close it until after they're about 25 or 26 years old, if even then. And then the top five healthiest and the top five unhealthiest states in America. Do you live in any of them? Well, we're about to find out. We start things off this hour with, what do you do when your kids are sick? Your kids, it's what we all live for. They're so cute. They're so loving. But when they are sick, they become petri dishes of utter disgust. You know what I mean. My son has been homesick all week long. So the first thing we do is he gets barricaded, and maybe barricaded is too strong of a word, but he is told to stay in his room. He has everything he needs in his room. He has a television in his room that was nicer than the TV we had in our living room when I was growing up. He's got a video game system. He's got all of his sports games. He's got some of his favorite TV shows on DVD. SpongeBob. The Andy Griffith Show. I Love Lucy. My kid is quite eclectic at 12, let me tell you. And a lot of great movies and stuff that he enjoys. So we keep him there so that he's not running around the house and so he doesn't get me sick. All right, you know, what do I do for a living? Thank you. I don't need to be sick. So when he gets sick, I get quite scared that I'm going to get it. Because then if I'm sick, you will be listening to me
say like this on the air for next week's show.
And that's not good. I wouldn't like it, and the network wouldn't like it either. We're coming up to that time. You know that time. There's that time when school starts, right? And you can almost predict it. It's almost like the fall crop coming in, or that first autumnal leave appearing on that tree outside your home. When your child is going to come home and then wake up the next day as sick as a dog with a 102 fever, with a nose that runs as if it's in the Boston Marathon, and it's because everybody's been out and about all summer long, everybody's been away from each other, and then bang, that first week of September, we're all stuffed into these schools and he's in a room with 37 other kids and it was really only built for 22 kids and you know where I'm going with this, and all of a sudden they start exchanging the germs and everybody gets sick. Does your school try to fend off some of these germs when school starts? In our town, do you know that in addition to buying the pencils and the erasers and the protractor and the book covers and everything else, we have to provide the antibacterial accoutrements for the classroom, the tissues and the antibacterial lotion. You walk into our local Walmart, you can't find a bottle of antibacterial gel from like September 1st until almost Halloween. Why? Because everybody is required to buy two per child and give it to the teacher to use it in the room. Can you imagine the teacher probably never has to buy it for home or their car? Just take it home. And why are we doing that? Why can't the schools pay for this stuff on their own? Really? Anyway, when your child is sick, it is the most uncomfortable time because you don't want to go anywhere near your child when they're sick. Now, obviously, when something major is going on, a ruptured appendix like what happened to me when I was 4, of course you will be there. But when your child is as contagious as can be, you wish they lived in another house. Stay with us. Annoying things that coworkers do coming up next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
The epidemic started among school kids in modern-day Tanzania and continued for 2.5 years.
It spread to over 1,000 people. What was the dreadful disease which wreaked all this havoc?
Laughter. They had fits of laughter which they just couldn't contain. So laughter is contagious.
But research shows it's also particularly useful for gauging people's true feelings about you. Laughter is spontaneous, so it's hard to fake.
People who normally laugh at your quips like you. It's not the laughter, though. They find you charismatic.
When people don't like you, they don't chuckle. So be careful. You can wisecrack your way right out of a job.
Use laughter to read your relationships. It leads to big success.
Find Big Success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, how about a great memory trick that works every time you use it? Here's the brain science of it. First, the ability to remember things does not diminish with age. Unfortunately, the ability to retrieve stored memories does
slow down.
Tomorrow morning, you won't remember a thing.
Fortunately, just about anything can be remembered by moving it from routine, that's controlled by your basal tracts, to pay attention status, that's controlled by your neocortex. If you want to remember where you parked your car in the store lot, stop, observe for 7 seconds. Look for landmarks, signage, color of the cars parked nearby.
Hey, baby, remember me?
What's the cheap psychological trick? To remember things, stop, look, and focus for 7 seconds. Move it from routine brain status to special think about it status, and you'll remember it longer. Got a question or a comment? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.